Welcome to episode 586 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Anna, Lindsay, and Donna. And I also want to do a shout out to my friend Scott, who has been a listener from the very beginning, and he just reminded me of that recently, so thank you, Scott. Okay, so topic tonight, Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a special administrative region of China. While it is now part of China, it operates somewhat independently from mainland China. For 75 years, the British government oversaw the government of Hong Kong. For this reason, English is widely spoken by almost everyone living there. They also speak Cantonese, their provincial language, and Mandarin, mandated by the Chinese government. And Lindsay and Donna were just there visiting last year and want to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So This is, well, we did an episode on China and some of your other adventures when you guys were there in Shanghai and everything. But did you start in Hong Kong? Was this an extra add-on to the other tour you did?
We ended there.
Okay, cool. So how long did you stay?
We were there for a week. It's one of the, it's as much as China is its own thing, Hong Kong is just in a different world. It's a completely different environment and all. And so, so it really begged its own podcast episode.
Yeah. And I really think doing it at the end of the trip was perfect because it's a lot, I think it was, it felt like a much more laid back, even though we did a lot. It did feel a little bit more laid back.
This is the first time for both of you guys being there, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So where did you stay?
We were in the central district of Hong Kong. And so very close within walking distance was restaurants, bars, the financial district, shopping. So it was very, very walkable to get to other places from where we were.
Yeah, you leave one way from our hotel, and it was restaurants and shops, and the other way was, what did he say? It was like a couple hundred bars.
Oh, yeah.
Big nightlife nice. Area.
Wow.
Very that hilly. So you would different. Love it.
You know, they have like a cable car or something to go up on top of a mountain?
No, you had to have it.
No, I thought they had like, well, okay. I don't know because I've not been there, so I will not.
Yeah, when you're in the city now, there is a train
for the peak to go up by the peak. I think she's talking about but where we were staying. No, we had to walk it. You would have been in heaven. I like lost 20 pounds on that trip. I gained it. I thankfully found it all. Don't worry, no morning loss since I've been home. But lots of walking.
It already sounds like it's way different than the rest of your China trip. I mean, and staying there a whole week after, that's kind of cool that you decided to stay in one place for a week. And really,
it was nice because then, you know, we could kind of get up when we wanted to get up and move when we wanted to move and
watch some local documentaries on TV. You know, it was really cool. I think it was.
Yes.
I like to travel that way at the beginning and the end of trips because I don't know. This feels more, not that we lived like a local on this particular trip, but it did felt more like we had the opportunity to explore and see things. Mm-hmm.
So you have in the show notes here that that you don't need a visa to go to Hong Kong.
Nope.
I was surprised about that too, because I mean, it was such a pain to get our visa for China. You don't need one at all to go to Hong Kong.
That's wild.
I know.
Okay. And use City Mapper to get, I'm a big fan of City Mapper, so it was easy to get around with that app.
Yeah, because they had all the, you could, where the buses were and the trains and all, except it was a little off because we were looking for the tram station to go under Kowloon Bay. And the problem was is that it says, it's right here. It's right here. But that's it's not just, where the entrance to the train station was.
We were basically right on top of it.
But it's underground, so you couldn't see it. We couldn't see that there was we didn't see a sign that said, okay, the train's here, or the metro, or whatever. So.
But even that was cool, because the place where we ended up getting breakfast, we would have never found that place if we had found our entrance right away. So that
Was it hot when you guys went there?
No.
Okay. I think it was the coolest place we were on that trip, I think.
Okay.
I feel like it was.
It was like towards the end of October. And so, yeah, we were, a long sleeve shirt was great. And then you'd definitely want a jacket or, you know, something warm, a sweatshirt or something at night.
Okay. So it looks like y'all did some tours, Hong Kong and Kowloon tour with lunch. So what was that like?
Well, it was a private tour, which was really nice. So it was just the three of us, the tour guide and Lindsay and I. And they took us, and we had our own private driver for the day.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they took us around, and they kind of tailored it to what we wanted to do and what we wanted to see. So the first time we started out actually doing that incline railroad that you were talking about that took us up to the top of the peak. And so from that spot, you can really get some really amazing views.
And the whole tram station, because Disneyland Hong Kong was celebrating an anniversary, had the Disney characters decorated. I've just had to mention, like, it was really cool. Like, they had the little videos of the Disney characters going along the walkway, and the stickers on the it was really cool. Sorry, didn't mean to.
I love that. That's
it added to my magic.
Your excitement. Awesome.
And then we got up to the top, and they were having a breast cancer walk.
Oh, cool.
That day. So it was a little crowded up top, but, and they had, of course, a cruise ship in town as well. But yeah, I was actually kind of surprised that they had a breast cancer walk.
And if you've ever wondered why you want to pay more and do a private tour or even a smaller group tour than a big tour, where we had our own guide, he was explaining things, and we just kept, like going ahead of, like, there were a couple other big groups.
Oh, that's
touring
cool.
Victoria
because there was only three of us.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you could scooch around them and stuff.
Yeah, so we got around so much.
Yep.
Nice. So you did a temple, a Buddhist temple?
We did.
Or it looks like you did a temple street too. Is that like a street full of temples?
Well, no, Nanbo Temple is a Buddhist temple, and the people come, but that's the thing we learned about in China. They're not really Buddhist. They just, you know, they adhere to the old gods and all, but they don't consider themselves Buddhists. They'll go and do a prayer or something, and one of the buildings was actually, that was at one time their like town hall area. So you could come and like air your grievances, and they were conducting government business and everything there, even back in, you know, the mid-1800s or late-1800s. So it was a very historic building as well as being a Buddhist temple.
And we went, where we went for lunch was a very famous restaurant a very popular restaurant in a train station, but you got to look down, and that part was China. Like, you could see the people.
Really?
It was considered, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so wild. So does it still have kind of it sounds like it has a more Western feel than the rest of China, even though it's
very much British.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very British.
I mean, it's been a long time since how long has it been since they changed back? Is it like 50 years or something? I mean,
No. It happened in the 90s.
So 30 years. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I felt like I remembered that all going down. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it was, everybody speaks English there. Of course, they speak Chinese and Cantonese, but they also, that also made things a lot easier to get around. Because if you're asking directions, you just stop somebody on the street. Hey, you know, how do I get to here? And, you know, they'll tell you. Yeah. And there's a lot of business. I mean, they have lots of skyscrapers in Hong Kong and in their financial area, and lots of banks and financial businesses. So there were a lot of British citizens and U.S. citizens and other countries represented. So, and what I didn't know is that all the people that lived in Hong Kong under the British Empire also carried British citizenship as well. Mm-hmm. So if they ever wanted to leave Hong Kong, they could go to England.
Yeah.
We did a sampan boat. Am I saying that right? I can't. Sampan boat ride.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which was so cool because we got to go down by the old Fisherman's Village or Fisherman's Wharf. I cannot remember what it was called. But yep. Where they used to fish. And we actually did see a couple people still fishing, which I guess is pretty rare to see.
Really?
From these little wooden boats. I mean, they're just big enough for like two people.
Oh. Cool.
So it's even smaller than a John boat.
That's cool. Yeah. Huh. Not the boat you were on though, right?
No. We were on the little fancy tourist ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
With the little, they made us wear the little hats, and I'm really glad he did it because that picture is so cute.
All right. Yeah, definitely send me that picture. I want to see that. And then, so that's different than the ferry across Kowloon Bay, right?
Yeah, this ferry is a passenger ferry.
Yeah, okay. Like a bigger, more local traffic ferry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what is Temple Street?
It was a shopping district.
Okay.
And then we also did, I learned, one of the things I learned was what are wet markets, because of course, you know, we all heard about wet markets during the COVID pandemic. Oh, yeah. All these things had started in a wet market. I had no idea what a wet market was. Basically, a wet market is where the fish are extremely fresh. So they're swimming around in aquariums.
Yeah,
live seafood and
seafood, and they basically butcher it and kill it right there, you know, and you take it home and you cook it, and that's what a wet market is that it's just live fish wells.
It was really fascinating to get to walk through these. The markets that we went through were very old world. You know, here are all the fish, here are all the animals. We even went down the pet section.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of goldfish and fish and for aquariums.
Okay, cool. That's nice. That seems really cool.
And the shopping was insane. I mean, we at Temple Street, we went to the night market, and I think right before we went to the night market, we were walking through, where were all of those stalls with all the bootleg Lubu-Boos?
That was the ladies' market.
The ladies' market. That's okay. So we went to the ladies' market, and you could get everything from scarves to bags to about 5 billion Lubu-Boos if you really wanted to. They were everywhere. You couldn't step and not trip on one. It was insane. And I think they were all like $1 or $2.
Yeah. How much are they normally? I know that's something Ellie knows.
The real ones are like $30 or $40.
Okay. Yeah. That's so funny. So then day two, I mean, you have to do this if you're us. You went to Disneyland.
We did. But we're saving that for another episode.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just going to mention that. Of course they went to Disneyland, but more to come on that. All right. So, and the next one is one that I really would love to do too, is the Hong Kong food tour. So tell us about that.
Again, it was a private tour. So it was just the three of us. And the guide took us around. It was a walking tour from our hotel. Okay. And we did a traditional dim sum lunch, and we walked into the place, and we were the only Caucasian people in the entire place. So really good sign that it's good, authentic food.
Super authentic. It was very delicious, very affordable food. The food was incredibly affordable everywhere we went.
Nice.
So, but the food tour though, you don't pay as you go, right? You paid.
No, it was all, it was included. Right. So they took care of the bill. So.
Yeah. Nice. So what did you eat? Anything interesting? Anything that we wouldn't recognize?
Oh my God. Pineapple buns. What were the
Hold on. We're not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
So the dim sum.
Jumping straight to dessert.
Slow down, Lindsay.
The dim sum at the restaurant we had, it was like steamed dumplings, but different kinds of steamed dumplings. So there was a barbecue one. There was,
it was so good.
A fish one and a shrimp one. And then there was like this, it almost looked like an egg roll, but it was steamed rather than fried.
I'm looking at these pictures of everything we ate, and it's making me...
Yes, this is making me hungry.
I'm really hungry listening to y'all talk.
So then, I mean, we were properly, you know, we didn't completely stuff our faces because we knew there was more to come, but we were definitely plump.
I hope you
weren't rolling home yet, but
no.
If you do, wear your stretchy pants. Definitely wear your stretchy pants.
So then we went to, it was like a diner. It actually reminded me of a traditional, you know, eggs and bacon diner. And we tried milk tea, which is a very, very traditional British thing. So it was kind of cold tea. Cold sweet tea with sweet milk in it. That's where we had the pineapple buns. And okay. So they get their name. It's kind of like a milk bread, if you've ever had milk bread before. But the thing is that it doesn't have any pineapple in it. It's just the design on the top of the bun. It looks like that crisscross pattern of a pineapple. But they're so yummy. So we actually, I bought extras. So for breakfast the next morning.
Yeah. We both bought, we're like, we need to get this to go.
So they actually don't have pineapple in them though.
They do not have any pineapple. It's just the design.
It's just the shape. Okay. And we had Portuguese, I think we mentioned this on the China episode too, but, the Portuguese custard tarts are huge there. Mm-hmm. Like they're, each region has their own way that they make it. Oh. And so then Hong Kong had their own version of those custard tarts. And we had those too.
Mm-hmm. So super yummy stuff.
And then noodle bowls. Yeah.
Yep. And then we went to this famous noodle place that was a Michelin star restaurant for noodle bowls.
They had the best chili sauce, and I brought it home, and we actually did bust it out the other day and put it on some high-end ramen, and it was so good.
Yeah, Jeffrey just about his ears started burning.
Oh.
Because it was a little spicy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle it, probably. Yeah.
But then we also walked past a couple of traditional Chinese medicine markets. So it had jars of all sorts of different herbal remedies for teas and tinctures and things of such of that nature. So it was really interesting to see how everybody ate and how they lived.
That's cool. So it looks like, I mean, the next day you have market, food, market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all we did. We shopped.
That was our free day.
Okay. Nice.
So we went shopping all day long and ate.
So what kind of, did you buy ridiculous amounts of things that you could barely fit in your suitcase, or what kind of stuff did you buy?
Of course.
I feel like I wouldn't be buying clothes and stuff, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny because typical things. But we went to the Temple Night Market, and they had belts for
leather belts.
Leather belts for $20.
Are you saying belt? Like
belts, yes. Like men's and women's belts for your
and for $20, I'm like, I buy these at, you know, the Western wear store, and they're, you know, $80 now.
Yeah. So we both bought belts, and I bought what the heck else did I buy? Oh, I bought belts and food, and I think I got some, you got pashmina shawls. I got the little cat that bought the good fortune cat.
Yeah.
I got a couple, or the dragon. I got the dragon, the money dragon, the plastic one for a couple gifts. But I bought these really great leather, and they're real leather journals. Okay. And they sell them here for $75. Mm-hmm. And I got it, I don't even know, $5.
Yeah, maybe 10.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. But
so yes, we basically kind of finished up our Christmas shopping and everything, because of course this was October. But along the way, it was rainy and cold and just kind of just icky that day. It was the only day that was really icky on our trip, except, well, actually there was one other day, but anyway, so we popped into a restaurant because they have goose hanging in all the windows of these restaurants. And so I'm like, I want to try the goose thing. So I had a noodle bowl, hot soup noodle bowl with goose.
And they serve it with the chunks of goose meat on the side, and they're fried so the skin is really crispy, and it's the most juicy, delicious thing. This was the one meal that I said was my favorite the whole entire trip.
Wow. So goose is good.
Yes. Well, yeah. It's very, very good.
Because, they're hanging by their necks in the windows.
I know. So the first time I went to New York, we were walking through Chinatown, and they had birds hanging in the windows like that, like dead birds and stuff. And I'm like, you know?
But it's so yummy.
But they were yummy? Okay. Good to know.
So yummy. And the place was, the place was packed. So we got the very last table. So it's like, okay, this is a good place because, there's locals here eating.
It is roast goose with round rice noodles. I loved it so much, I took a picture of the menu.
Okay. That's good, though, because then you can remember that you want to go back there. Yeah. Yes. So one thing you guys haven't talked about at all, and I feel like this is a little remiss for this podcast, is what you drank. Did y'all drink at all this week?
Actually, relatively little.
Really? Yeah. So you don't really hear about beer being a thing.
Well, there is a brewery, and so we did stop by. There was a bar that was a tap room, and we did stop by this tap room and have a beer.
Because it's local beer. We wouldn't go and not have local beer, but
yes.
Okay. Did they have like American beer? I mean, could I have found a White Claw there?
No, you cannot. Sandy. No, but they did have, you're not going to find American beers, but you'll find European beers. You're going to find Heineken, Stella.
Okay.
What we're going to do with you.
But you usually don't find American beers there.
Interesting.
Because China doesn't have very good relations with the U.S., especially now. So, yeah, you're going to find mostly European ones. Okay. And of course, it's also it was an English colony, so people are used to drinking English beers.
That makes sense.
But at the street, at the market, we finally, Lindsay was chomping at the bit, actually wanting to try all the street food. She's like, it was torture walking through all these street vendors and not being able to try anything.
Well, and the one time we walked through, when we were on the tour, we drove by Temple Street. And Temple Street was a place that I had read about. I heard about it years ago. I think I watched a travel show years ago. And I know it's changed a lot because the book said that there were roaming entertainers and maybe type of opera singers and things like that. And so I was really, I love a good market, a good night market. So we went to I was probably very annoying about, let's go to the Temple Street. But we did go, and we ended up having food there. Yeah, it was really good. Walked around. It wasn't quite what I expected. It was very nice, and it's definitely worth going to see. But we did
little
see,
food carts.
Yeah, it was food cart, more of a food, like a food market than, and then they had the goods and things for sale. So a little similar to what they had at the ladies market.
Okay.
Beyond that.
Almost like a flea market.
Yeah. What really intrigued me was the restaurant we passed. It was like a fish seafood restaurant. Mm-hmm. And when we did this tour, I just found out I was allergic to shrimp, and I was trying to avoid it so I would not get sick. It's one of the things that's making me sick. So I didn't stop, but there were people sitting on, like, it's probably really, really good food when they're sitting on like a 5-gallon bucket turned upside down.
To have a seat.
Right? And it's
every seat was like taken.
And every seat was taken. And it just, that my one regret on this trip is that we didn't get to go in there. And so next time I go back to Hong Kong, I'm definitely going to try and get even if it makes me sick.
Shrimp allergy, is that a new thing? Is that like a
I did a panel because everything I eat makes that's not part of this podcast, but everything I eat makes me sick. So
okay, I mean, I just those things. And, like, one of my fears is like developing a shellfish allergy, like as an adult. You know, like
I think it's definitely got to be something that happened, but I must have naturally just been avoiding it anyway. But yeah. Okay. Definitely check out the seafood down there. It smelled amazing. Mm-hmm. If I could go back, I would do it again. But we had fruit on sticks.
Yeah, I was looking at
so it was interesting. They basically have a skewer and they put – so I had blueberries because it was the smallest one. And I wanted to try so many things. I just didn't want to over – you know, fill up too much. And then they basically put it in almost like thin layers of – lollipop.
Yeah, have you ever had a real candy apple, like with the hard candy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what they put it like, that hard candy.
Yeah, sugar. They did it in the hard crack stage, so I mean, it would, you would take a bite and it would crunch. Because it was, I mean, it was the sugar, not the not the fruit.
Okay, I mean, that sounds like it'd be good. Yeah,
and then they had the what were they called? The egg tarts. Egg waffles, they look like they're waffles, bubble waffles.
Is that what the bubble cone is?
So it's like an ice cream. It's like a waffle cone, but instead of the waffle pattern, it was bubbles.
Oh,
that sounds cool.
So it was a little more bready than a waffle cone.
Mm-hmm. And the candy thing I got had like grapes on it with strawberries, and they were the biggest grapes I've ever seen in my whole life. I don't know where they got these grapes from, but they were just, they were massive. They were like about $1/2 size grapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gracious.
What, was there anything like scorpion on a stick or anything like kind of pretty weird,
really weird stuff?
We saw that in China.
We saw that in Chengdu.
Okay. Nice. Well, it sounds like you had a really good mix of stuff. Is there anything that we haven't mentioned that you want to be sure you mention before we wrap up?
Well, this is the funny thing. So my daughter, it was Halloween. It was right before Halloween. And she ordered a Halloween costume from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And it was not supposed to arrive. So I went looking for it and thinking, I was like, if I can find this Halloween costume, great. No, I mean, it'll save, you know, all this travel time. No.
But it was so much fun looking for it because we went to a couple different places and we were going down these alleys and these streets and then getting to these little costume places where they have just thousands of costumes hanging on everywhere. It was, I had fun looking. Even though we couldn't find it.
So, but I mean, if you need a suitcase because you overbought and it doesn't all fit in your suitcase, they're very, very cheap. There's lots of little trinkets and things like that. Very inexpensive things. But if you want real high quality stuff, we actually did walk on the food tour. We walked past some of these antique shops and everything. Mm-hmm. And if you want the good high quality stuff, of course, that's, you know, a little bit more valuable. But you can get stuff from knockoffs and things from street vendors everywhere. Very, very inexpensively.
Nice. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Anna, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.